This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The Chive.
Barstool Sports.
Huffington Post.
Ooh. Reggie, I have found some lists from Huffington Post that be using in the future.
Oh, my God.
By the way, shout out to the Lyft driver, Clint, for being a Tolo and having 105.3 The Fan on.
What are you talking about, dude?
Hey.
Tolo. Tonight's list comes from The Chive.
Come on.
Colby is now, I'm pretty sure, he's up in like the 300s for victories.
Yeah, but as we've established, just because Colby has a massive lead on me at something does not mean that he will end up being victorious.
Yeah, because it's happened one time.
Was it 7 to negative 4 or 4 to negative 7?
Ooh, I think it's 4 to negative 7.
If you remember what Colby's lead was that he blew.
Because the movie wasn't a
hot...
It was an action movie.
It wasn't an act. That's not an action movie.
Was there action in it?
So, is there action in horror movies?
There's, I mean, there technically there's action in Toy Story movies. So,
wasn't an action movie.
That's a really weird counterpoint.
So you just killed your point. Congratulations.
I didn't say I was wrong. I said it was weird.
Your face. Number one. Actually, I'm sorry. Let's tell you what this list is.
I really want this to turn into a segment where before Corey gets to the list, he settles like vendettas or scores against people and ends it with in your face. Number one on the list.
Totally useless facts you need to know. Hmm. There used to be a segment on this station called Useless Facts that was about 3 hours of radio.
Yeah. And at least an hour of it was, oh, did you see that girl in the red dress, though? Oh, my God.
You could see through her dress.
Oh.
You could see right through it.
Yes. We have a restaurant.
Jeff, did you see that? Colby, if you were here, you could have seen it. But Jeff, did you see it?
Hey, I was there a couple times, and I saw it.
What a time.
Useless facts you need to know. Number one. Fat Brad, the cookbook, is 100% real. It consists of all foods that Brad Pitt has eaten on screen.
What?
Yeah. Huh. So if you ever wanted to know all the foods that Brad Pitt has eaten on screen, there's a whole book.
That's pretty amazing.
It's called Fat Brad, the cookbook.
Fat Brad.
That dude ever been fat in his life?
Oh yeah.
Not once.
No, he has, because you remember when
not
he was on
unlike
that Friends...
another person on this show.
Okay, well that's gonna change on Thursday. You're gonna be fat as hell. So remember that Friends episode he did on Thanksgiving? He used to be fat.
Oh, that's right. So there you go. Fat Brad is a book that you can go see him. You should get that for like a girl, right? That you're kind of wanting to see or something.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, you wanna see Brad Pitt eat some meats and stuff? In this one, he's holding a big old turkey leg or a bloodied roast. I don't know.
You know we're on air right now, right?
Number two on tonight's list.
How are we only on number two? Like we've covered so
don't
much ground.
Do Google image search Fat Brad. Everybody's made him fat. It's hilarious.
From the 817, it was a 4-7 lead is what Colby likes to blow.
Okay.
Number two on tonight's list, at the age of 6, a Ugandan man saw his father lose his land in a legal fight. He spent the next 18 years in school and became a lawyer, then won it back.
Wow.
He's like, I'm going to get that land back, Dad.
Okay.
And then he did. All right. He did it for Daddy.
I mean, I understand that's supposed to feel uplifting, but that feels really depressing.
That he had to spend that much of his life getting land back that was already his, probably?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a good point. No, you're right. Legals are weird. Number three on tonight's list, following the habits of painted portrait subjects, people taking photos during the Victorian era used to say prunes instead of cheese to make themselves look more serious. Prunes. Prunes.
So that's
prunes.
Is that where duck face came from?
Is it, how, show me duck face saying prunes, Colby.
Prunes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Tell I was people showing to say, pictures of fat Brad.
Tell people to say cheese, and they're like, well, actually, I'm a vegan.
Ugh, my bones are made of glass.
Why are you showing me pictures of fat Brad?
Brad.
He's so fat. How did his chin get so roly-poly? Number four on tonight's list, glossy magazines are slightly radioactive. They're made with a white clay called kaolin, which contains uranium and thorium. So you want to make that bomb, Colby? Use all your comic books with the glossy.
Play that at your FBI trial.
What? Why did you implement me?
Because you're the kind of guy that's going to make a bomb.
We will also play that at the trial.
But not like to hurt people, just to see it blow up.
God, you guys are going to jail for so long.
You're just going to take it out into the desert and explode it.
Take that, desert.
Really giving it to the desert out there.
What?
There's a sand dune, my bitch. That was too far.
What?
Too far. So I get it. So the camels can hump out in the desert, but not me. God, that's fine. That's fine.
What are you
doing? Take the show off the air.
What are you doing?
I said water.
I like it.
What are you doing? It's great. Oh, spit. Number five on tonight's list, banana peels have more uses than just getting Luigi off your ass. They're good for treating splinters, stopping a DVD or CD from skipping, to soothe insect bites, polishing shoes or silver, and to whiten teeth.
I didn't hear anything you said after that one part that was so sexually charged about Luigi.
Colby versus Area 51. Number six on tonight's list. Reindeer's eyes change from a golden color in the summer to blue in the winter to help gather more light during the dark Arctic months.
They become White Walkers?
No, they're not.
What?
Is that the White Walker parade?
Because winter is coming, right?
Have you finished Game of Thrones?
Oh, psh, long done.
Okay.
Did you say long done?
What? What?
Mark that. You did, Reggie.
I said
mark
long
that.
Done.
Mark that.
No, I refuse. I'm taking a stand.
Are you in the desert? Are you doing what
the
White
I'd hope
Walkers
not,
were?
Considering what Kevin's doing.
Yeah.
The 682. What did Kevin just say he was going to do that sand?
Oh, yeah.
During the 1930s, the U.S. Army developed and approved war plans to invade Canada, codename War Plan Crimson, and Mexico, War Plan Green.
What? Huh?
All right. What do you want to take over first, Mexico or Canada?
Ooh. Canada.
Mm-hmm. Feel
Why
like
it's
going to be an easy fight.
Ryan Gosling.
But he's already here. We already got him.
Ooh, that's a good point.
What? Who is that?
Fat Brad Pitt.
It looks like Brad Pitt
he's running
slept
for
with
office.
Donahue.
Donahue? What a great reference.
What an Asian reference.
Yeah.
Is that Asian? Number eight on tonight's list. Stop. Stop showing me pictures of fat people.
Not fat people.
Fat
Brad.
Because it was so many different this time. Stop showing me pictures of fat people. It needs to be a drama. It's so funny. Oh my God!
This is the stupidest show. I hate this show. I hate you.
Colby, have to go see this picture.
It's just fat Angelina Jolie.
She just has a weird looking chin.
We'll tweet it out.
Number eight on tonight's list, a fruit from West Africa called the Miracle Berry contains the taste modifier Miraculin, When you eat it, the molecules bind to your tongue and cause sour foods to taste sweet.
Is that what you all ate?
No, but they just called it miraculin.
Can you imagine eating a miracle berry and a buzz button at the same time?
I have no idea. I want to now. I want. Is the same people that named that name the unobtainium?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's miraculum. Yep, that's what we're going with.
I don't know if I can say this word on air.
Oh dear.
What word?
I don't know if you can say that word on air.
Okay, all right. The fruit fly produces the longest.
In the Navy.
Ah.
Just in case you were wondering.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would have had to dump that.
Like, is that longest, like,
projectile?
The little guys that swim?
Or the most?
How's that
or...
longer than mine? That doesn't make any sense. It's a fruit fly.
Oh, man. We're going to have two segments for Masterpiece of the Week this week.
This is a great point, though, from the 817. Y'all may not make it to football season. That's a really good point. From the 817, I really hope that you guys come out of this segment and have to do a soda spot or another live ad. Oh, we're screwed.
This is the best segment I've heard all offseason. I'm dying.
Oh.
A 74-year-old man in Osaka, Japan, dressed as a ninja and burglarized 254 homes over the span of 8 years. He stole $260,000 worth of goods before finally being caught.
Wow. Why did he dress up like a ninja?
This is Japan, dude. Is that not where ninjas originated?
I mean...
Also, like, dressing up like a ninja is just basically, like...
All black.
Yeah, just not being seen.
Yeah, you're just out there just trying to do... Plus, how many years and how many... How did he end, how much did he end up
He was
with?
74.
What the...
Oh, my God. What happened to Justin Bieber's face? Stop. 74 over 8 years, 254 homes.
And, like, 200-something thousand dollars worth of...
$260,000. Number 11, the amniotic fluid in a mother's womb replaces itself every 3 hours towards the end of pregnancy.
Wow.
Yeah. You have anything that replaces itself in your body?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
Brain cells after listening to this show.
Just like how humans have a dominant hand, cats have a dominant paw. Also, just like humans, they can be real jerks sometimes. Most of the time.
That's hurtful. Cats. Did you add that part?
No,
or?
That's what it says.
Okay.
But it's true. Number 13 on tonight's list, Penn and Teller's Smoke and Mirrors was an unreleased video game for a Sega CD. It included a mini game called Desert Bus.
Weird.
Where the player
had a terrible game.
The player had to drive an empty bus from Tucson to Las Vegas in real time with a top speed of 45 miles an hour.
The trip
required 8 hours of continuous play to complete. Not to mention the scenery never changes. And when you get there, you have to turn around and drive back.
What? And there's nothing to make it adventurous or anything. It's just keep driving the bus, man.
It's like the worst version of Speed ever.
What an ultimate FU to everybody playing the game.
From the 682, well, it's actually just from Emily. Y'all are so stupid, like middle schoolers. I love y'all so much.
Man, I cannot wait until Friday from the 806. Seriously, I cannot breathe.
How usually I feel on Fridays.
Uh-huh. If you hear a high-pitched laugh in the background, that may or may not be my son.
Dr. Henry Heimlich first used his life-saving maneuver at the age of 96 to save another resident in his retirement home.
Oh, that's nice.
Despite their diet being 99% bamboo, pandas' digestive tract is actually designed to eat meat, so basically they're just vegetarians, and that's how they've chosen to live their lives.
That's messed up.
Marie Curie. No, I'm not looking at that. She's fat. That's a huge chin. That looks like a butt on her chin. On her neck. Like, she looks like she has a neck butt.
I'm running out of space on this sheet.
Butt neck. Marie Curie, the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, wasn't legally allowed to attend college.
Oh, so you don't have to go to college to get the Nobel Prize?
Mm-hmm.
Or actually do anything?
Yeah.
Well, you do now.
Okay. Yeah, times are changing. Tough labor market. I got it.
In 2012, a pop-up shop in London's St. Bart's Pathology Museum showcased STD decorative cupcakes to promote safe sex.
What?
Huh? No. Give me the chlamydia cupcake. The gonorrhea one tastes off.
I just keep looking.
Is this one filled with?
I just keep looking at my phone, waiting for just go home now and don't come back. Consider this termination via cause. You're done.
The Haskell Free Library and Opera House is right on the U.S.-Canada border. The stage is in one country. The audience is in another. How awesome would that be, dude?
Not once we invade it. Does that mean you have to take your passport every time you go?
No, not if you're in the audience.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You just chill. If you have to act or if you want to go on stage, you got a problem. And last but not least, when J.R.R. Tolkien's son, Michael, enlisted in the army, he wrote that his father's profession was wizard on his paperwork.
Sweet.